Welcome to the Day in the Life of a Fifth Grader. I'm Agent 8.
I'm Agent 21. Today we are going to talk about traveling.
Oh, I'm Agent 10. We are glad you've joined us today.
I am Agent 4. This podcast is sponsored by our teacher, Dr. Friedman. Hello, I am Agent 4. I'm going to talk about boats. If you travel by boat, you take a voyage. If your boat is very old, you may want to... Now I will talk about the most popular boat. The most popular boat is a gigantic Dofer 41. Here are some facts about the Dofer 41. Did you know that Dofer 41, for more than 50 years, the name Dofer has been closely associated with or suggested of something? Behind the gleaming finish has always been an exceptionally stable and comfortable yacht that prioritizes space and comfort at sea. Now I'll talk about different types of boats. Number one, bass boats. Bass boats are typically either constructed of aluminum alloy or fiberglass. Number two, trawler boats. Trawler boats are one of the most popular boats to travel. If you see a yacht, it is evident that it is gigantic. Number three, jet boats. Jet boats are faster but smaller boats. Number four, classic power boats. Riding a classic power boat provides a glimpse back in time. Remnants of the classic speedboat used in the 1920s. Now let's leave it to Agent 10. He's going to talk about buses.
I'm Agent 10. I'm going to talk to you about buses. When riding a bus, you sometimes wear a seatbelt. The bus body is usually made of procured steel or aluminum sheets that are cut, bent, and welded together. A coach bus can fit approximately 40 through 60 people in it. Some buses are punny and have a maximum speed of 30 miles an hour. If you drive a bus at a premature age, you can get arrested. Sometimes when it rains, your bus windshield can get obscured. Next, you will be hearing from Agent 21 about cars.
Hi, I'm Agent 21. Today, I'm going to talk about cars. The most famous car brand is a Honda. A fact about Honda is before 1963, Honda used to create motorcycles. Cars are very well known for navigating on highways and rocky dirt areas. Navigating is very important based on where you want to go. In the 1900s, cars cost $1,000. Now they cost at least $48,759. In some car accidents, cars sadly suffer, which will cost more money to repair. If you want to get to your destination fast and accurately, you would want to use a GPS. When you are traveling somewhere by car, you depart from your car because it makes the experience more useful and brings happiness. Cars can be useful in many ways. Now let's talk about planes from Agent 8.
Hi, I'm Agent 8. Today I'm going to talk about planes. Planes are one of the most common forms of transportation. Let's take a look at planes a little further. Planes are a type of flying transportation. Did you know that planes can go 587 miles per hour? The price of a plane can be from $8,000 to $80 million. That is a lot of money. Planes were invented in 1903. Planes fly to their destination from airport to airport. The pilot follows the course to get to where they are going. The horizon is a great way of direction. When you are in a plane, you feel despair when you want to get to your destination. We all thank you for listening to our podcast.
This has been the Day in the Life of a Fifth Grader. Thanks for listening.